This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is quite a sight tomorrow. It's the Fill the Boot campaign in downtown Roseburg. Scott Cooper, Roseburg Fire Department, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Kyle, appreciate you having me in today.
So here's a question you probably didn't expect. Why did you become a firefighter?
My dad was in the fire service. I grew up around it. Wanted to kind of give back to the community. Thought it'd be a fun, rewarding career.
What do you like about it? Because I know there's so much training that goes in that's probably way over the head of most of us.
It's something different every day. We don't really know, don't know the calls you're going to get. The environment's different all the time. Good team camaraderie. It's a fun, rewarding career.
But yet, at the same time, while you don't know when a fire is going to break out, there's a lot of routine things that have got to be done, maintaining equipment, and there's probably a whole system for that.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep, everything daily. Maintenance around the station, maintenance on the engines, training, upkeep, all that every day.
And which station are you mainly at?
Primarily out of the downtown station.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've worked here for the city for 13 years.
Wow. So tomorrow, Fill the Boot. People probably, as long as they were here last year and have been here for a long time, have seen this. Talk about what it's all about.
So Fill the Boot, it's something we've done every year, at least since I've been here. I know it's been going on longer than that. It is a fundraising campaign for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. This is actually the 75th anniversary of the MDA, or the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And this is the 71st year that the IFF, or the International Association of Firefighters Union, has been involved with the MDA.
Any idea how they way back came up with the idea of calling it Fill the Boot?
I think it's just, taking firefighter boots and filling them with money is kind of the slogan is where that came from. But yeah, we've done the fundraiser in the downtown location, what's now the old Rite Aid, since been closed, across the street from the downtown fire station. But we will be there tomorrow, starting at 9 in the morning till 5 p.m., collecting money. All funds go to the Muscular Dystrophy Association, helping kids and folks with muscular dystrophy, which is a degenerative nerve disease. And funds go towards medical research, trying to find new medications to help those folks. It helps kids, our local kids, go to a summer camp. And it also helps local folks with suffering with this disease with medical expenses as well.
Now, because this is part of a national effort, though, you're still, through the organization, able to direct some of the money to help people here?
Yep, they track all of our funds that we raise, and from our local and then through the state, and they channel back funds back here to local folks in Douglas County.
So if somebody's driving through downtown tomorrow, running errands, going to work, whatever, explain the site they're going to see.
So we'll have, there'll be the ladder truck set up with the American flag hanging from it. There's going to be firefighters in their turnout bottoms and helmets with safety vests on in the road, or not in the roadway, but on the sidewalks downtown in the main downtown interchange between Stevens and Pine, Oak and Washington, kind of right around the old Rite Aid there, collecting money. We'll be out there when the lights turn red, be able to jump out and take donations via cash, change. We'll also have QR codes that people can scan if the light's red.
So you've gone high tech.
Yes, it's getting a little more tech due to less people carrying cash these days.
So if somebody pulled up, they could just scan their phone onto the QR code, and then when they've got a moment, go from there.
Yep, and if traffic's still flowing and you have an extra minute, you can swing into the parking lot and we'll have QR codes on some posters there too, or take donations in the parking lot as well.
Well, and I know I was looking at this morning because there is a direct link, and when you go on there, it is not just for the national campaign, but it shows what you're doing with Roseburg and Central Douglas Fire.
Yes, so the link in that press release is to our direct campaign website. There is a general muscular dystrophy fill the boot website, and then you can also search like Roseburg Fire Department, and that'll take you to that same page, as that link's kind of long and wordy to throw out on the radio.
Right, it is, and just because of that, we've actually got it posted up right now and a fresh story today at 541radio.com, so people could just go there and click on it from there.
Awesome, super helpful, and then we'll also have it posted on the Roseburg Professional Firefighters Facebook and Instagram pages as well.
And now, one thing I would advise tomorrow, you're going to, you probably know this, you're going to be doing this on the hottest day of the year so far.
Yeah, it seems almost every year we hit the weather about perfect for the heat. So, but it's better than having it on a rainy day. We'll take the nice weather for sure.
Yeah, you get to work on your tan tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
How many firefighters are going to be out there at any one point? I know you'll probably come and go a bit.
Yeah, we have it set up into shifts, so we don't have everybody all at once. But I would imagine you'll see anywhere from 8 to 12 at a time.
Wow, a lot of people going on, and it is both Roseburg and Central Douglas Fire and Rescue.
Correct, yeah, we teamed up with those guys. They've been a stellar asset for us. Joint effort, countywide, and please come out and donate. It's for a great cause, and half the funds stay local. So,
all right, perfect. Scott Cooper, City of Roseburg Fire Department, thanks for coming in.
Awesome, Kyle, appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.